Hey, it's me. So tonight I wore the backless number. I know you like that. You like knowing you could touch so much of my skin so easily. You like being able to put your arm around me and feel the summer sweat glistening on my back. I wore Lily's panties under it because they're cute, but also because if you touched me, you'd be able to tell right away that they're cute and that they ride up my asshole. All evening we were sitting so close together, all our body language saying to each other, yes, I want you. When I look at you, I flush all over, and now I know what that spark in our eyes is. It seems as garish as a flashing neon sign. Seeing that spark is like looking into the sun. So I'm not worried that I'm giving you the same look long enough for anyone to notice. Instead, I just stare at your bare arms. It's like I can see the heat rising off of your skin. I stare at your strong hands and feel them running all over my body, firm and sure. I stare at your legs and imagine myself on my knees between them. I stare at your chest and feel your heart pounding faster into my hands. I stare at your shoulders and feel my fingers digging into them and into your back and clenching your ass to help you drive deeper inside me. Oh, how I want you inside me. I want to know exactly how it will feel. I know it will be good. Of course it will be good. When the non-sensation of your foot not even quite grazing my calf under the table makes me wet. I know I'll barely be able to hold on to my sanity when we finally make it together. And her hot skin is touching all over, and I spread my legs for you, and you finally plunge into me for the first time. I'll probably be coming before you have a chance to slide in all the way. You'll be able to feel me clenching and pulsing around you, but you won't stop. You can't stop. You mustn't stop. I'll make sure you don't stop, because I need to feel your rhythm. I need to feel you moving in and out of me. I need to know your rhythm. These are the things I don't know and can't guess. I think from the way you move your hands down my waist and over my ass and back up to my collarbone and then gripping my hips, I think you'll start slow, but strong, and then hard. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe once you're inside me, when I'm almost done with that first shocking orgasm, then when I'm still throbbing around you, maybe you'll move fast, urgently, eagerly. Maybe you'll abandon control when you're inside me. And I'll lose all sense of place and time and be nothing but a warm, wet, riding place for you to rest into. A place where both of us can lose ourselves.